Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sean. Look, from the top, I just want to say that our thoughts are with those affected by those terrible bushfires in northern New South Wales and across the border in Queensland. Greyhound people affected. And look, Sean, just how fantastic are those firefighters? Amazing people.
Absolutely incredible. They risk their lives every time to go out. And sometimes the ones that deliberately let you think they should go out with them and see what they've done. It's just shocking. Yeah. So let's hope they get on top of that, yeah, and everyone's okay. Now, I reckon you are going to go and get Feral Frankie's image tattooed on the inside of your eyelids so you can just look at him even when you're asleep. Correct?
Absolutely, Sean, but I've been too busy lapping up the $10 since the tab bookmakers eased the Feral out. He's no longer the favourite. He's out to $10, and you've got Good Alterado for Frankie Hurst and Kurt Lee for Glenn Rounds, who are the equal favourites at $7 now. And, yeah, the Feral at 10 juicy bucks. His trainer, Jack Smith, is on the line. Jack, good morning. The people's dog, the Feral, has drawn box four in semi-final two this Friday night with the new $1 million chase equal favourite, Kurt Lee, in three, and fellow Victorian Slingshot Hammer in one, and Rockstar Beeve in two. That drift in the betting, how concerned are you about that?
Good morning, Dave. Not as concerned as you if you're going to get his... tattooed on your eyelid, Feral.
Well, you need to
get out more, mate.
Well, I have been known to act feral at times, but it's best that we don't talk about that. But,
I know about that. You've been to Forbes a couple of times. It's well known.
Yeah, actually, it was nice to get that escort out of town. The highway patrol blokes are absolute champions. But, Jack, the last time Feral Frankie wore the blue rug was way back in March when he came out second last, actually, and still ran third to Lagoon Rhett and clocked 29.84. But, well, he's come on a little bit since then.
Yeah, no, he's going great, Dave. Geez, since then, I think we won the Vic Peters, the Flying Amy, the Richmond Riches, the New Sensation. He's run his last six at Wenny, so it couldn't have come at a better time, I think, for the dog. There's a couple of nice dogs in there. Well, there's more than a couple. They're all nice dogs, but the market suggests we're going to run third. We're hoping he'll do a little better. At any year, we'll see.
You've kept him fresh since winning the Gunnedah Regional $1 million Chase Final on September the 8th with only two starts, a nostril second in his Speed Star match race at Sandown and a win in a free-for-all at Wentworth Park last Saturday week in 29.74. Jack, what have you done with him at home since?
Oh, no, he had a trial at Qdell last week, the local trial track. He went really nice.
Okay.
And he just works here. He's a really hard worker, so we've got to manage him a bit that way, because you don't want him to overdo it, but we don't want to underwork him either. So we just give him he won on the Saturday night and he had a trial the Thursday afternoon. So after that, he's just been working here and had his last gallop this morning and he went really nice. So hopefully he'll be on top of his game, mate.
Well, in Friday night's semi-final, the dog inside you, the equal favourite for the $1 million chase overall, Kurt Lee, is a fast beginner, as is Slingshot Hammer in box one. Now, just thinking about it, if the Feral can jump reasonably well and get around the two dog, which hasn't been jumping quickly of late, he could get into the box seat going past the catching pen and then use his trademark shoulder and shirt front to get some clear running.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, the inside dogs, even the two, he hasn't been beginning too bad. And they all sort of use a little bit of a track at the first turn. So I'm hoping that if he can find the fence without too much trouble, but yeah, he'll do his thing after that. So, but as you know, it doesn't always turn out how we think it's going to. But Feral will do his best, no doubt. we're hoping.
Well, we love him, Jack. We absolutely love him. May the $10 be juicy on Friday night, and indeed the $30+ that some tap punter's got about him in a recent special.
Yeah, he's looking after us. Thanks to
Ferrell's second biggest fan behind me, Dave Stanley. I know he'll be cheering himself hoarse, Jack.
Yeah, well, he said if Ferrell won, he'd propose to his girlfriend to marry her. Told me.
No, it's not Amelia. It's actually Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. I never said Amelia, did I?
He said Amelia. I thought. Yeah, well, I tell you what, Georgia, you've been warned. Yeah. You've been warned. That's all I can say. Well, that'll be fantastic. Okay, well, obviously he will be proposing, and he better get down by himself.
He might think it's a pretty safe season.
That's what. That's what I'm saying. You better get an engagement ring because the Ferrell will be winning. Now, Jack, look, you'll also be at Wentworth Park tonight with three greyhounds. You've got two young'uns and an experienced chap. Let's start with the experienced one, Little Digger. He lines up in race six, which is the third heat of the Masters Meteor. He's drawn box three in a seven-dog field, and you've kept him fresh since a pretty luckless fourth to Zipping Potter at Wentworth Park on September 11. He copped a couple of checks on that occasion.
Yeah, he pulled up a bit scratchy after that, so a couple of little niggling problems. So we've had to keep him at home and just working here, so he hasn't been behind the hair. So we're just hoping he's a little underdone, I suppose. But, he's been working here okay, so we're just hoping, mate, yeah.
Well, he's won 11 races at headquarters and draws a pretty strong heap. You've got the likes of Jewel Caroma in two, Zipping Potter in four, Spring Creek Bill in six, and Blabbermouth in seven. So I guess we'll be having a look for a Little Digger railing up, maybe coming off the back?
Let's hope so, yeah. Zipping Potter's been going really nice, so he'll be the one to beat, I think.
Okay. He's not yet turned four, but he's fairly youthful compared to quite a few Masters runners, so he's got a lot more racing to do with these Masters events being regularly programmed. Jack, let's go to one of your younger brigade, Irinka Sadie, who lines up from box four in race seven tonight, which is heat four of the Young Star Classic. Now, she's a daughter of your former top dog, Brad Hillbilly. She won at Wentworth Park from this box in 30 and 51, two starts back, and you'd think we'll be looking for runs down the back.
Mate, she trialled as well as Ferrell last week, but she just hasn't put it on the track yet.
Okay.
Oh, well, no, she's got a good strike rate, 5 from 12, but this is a really strong lot. But at $23, you could probably have a couple of dollars on her. Like, she's absolutely flying in private, but he just hasn't put it together at Wynn yet. Might be tonight at $23.
I'll be having something on that, Jack. In race nine at Wentworth Park tonight, it's a fourth and fifth grade over 520 metres. You have Irinka Lizzie in box eight. Now, she jumped well, but finished down the track to the likes of Good Odds Harada and Midnight Joyce in the Bathurst, and then the Dubbo $1 million regional races. How do you rate her chances in the pink rug tonight, knowing that she's clocked 29 and 85 at Wendy?
Oh, I think with the favourite out now, she's a chance. I think she can lead because the black goes hard left. She's been trialling okay too, but her form suggests she's not just there at the moment. But if you get something out of Sadie, have something on Lizzie just for fun.
Okay, yeah, Winburn Mia. Yeah, Winburn Mia's come out of box.
Yeah, she's come out. So
certainly,
Lizzie ran 5:49 of the first mark, but they just got her and kept getting checked after that, the last run there. Otherwise, it looked like she was going to lead. But Daly's dog got her and stripped her and she finished down the track. But I know everything's okay, so if she can break 30... You won't be far away.
Good as gold, Jack. Well, all the very best to your trio tonight. And absolutely the mighty Ferrell Frankie on Friday night in his semi-final of the TAB $1 million Chase. safe journey down from Forbes. I'll see you trackside tonight at Wendy, and thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Okay, thanks, Dave. If you've got your eyes closed, I know you've got the tattoo on your eye.
I'll show it off to you. Good on you, Jack. Jack Smith joining us here, Sean.
Jack's not going to let go of that one. He's going to be like a dog straight onto the lure now, Dave. You know that. Now, tonight's young star and Masters Meteor. You get a nice mix of greyhounds.
Yeah, indeed, Coz. From race one, the opening heat of the Young Star Classic, which features the likes of Aston Sapporo, Really Unreal, and Kamikaze Cowlick, to heat two of the Masters Meteor, which sees the defending champ Cosmic Bonus line up. It's a tremendous card of greyhound racing at Wentworth Park tonight. Get out to the track if you can. The first of 10, Sean, is at 7:05.
All right, we need a few winners, Dave.
Just the two New South Wales meetings today, Cos. Richmond's in the twilight from 3:42 this afternoon. The best bet, race 11, number 7. I can't wait to see it go round. The unbeaten speed machine, Lock and Var Chase, race 11, number 7. The value bet, race 5, number 3, Sevride, race 5, number 3. As mentioned, Wentworth Park races tonight from 7:05. The best bet, race 2, number 1, Drink Schooners. Thirsty weather, you have to. Race 2, number 1, Drink Schooners. The value bet, race 8, number 6, Bogan Dooney. 8, 6. And that's it for Going Greyhounds today, Coz.